Today is the sixth day of July. Welcome to the Daily Audio Bible. I am Brian, and it is wonderful to be here with you today as we gather again around the global campfire and find a place and move forward together. We started the book of 1 Chronicles yesterday. We talked about that and the fact that the first nine chapters of Chronicles is kind of reciting the genealogies. And then we're kind of moving back through some of the territory that we moved through in Samuel and Kings, but from a later and different perspective, from a priestly perspective and from the perspective of exile. And so let's take the next step forward together. That leads us to where we left off, which is 1 Chronicles chapter 2, verse 18 through 4, verse 4 today. Caleb, the son of Hezron, became the father of children by Azubah, his wife, also known as Jerioth. These were her sons, Jasher, Shobab, and Ardon. Azubah died, and Caleb married Ephrath, who gave birth to Hur for him. Hur became the father of Uri, and Uri became the father of Bezalel. Afterward, Hezron went to the daughter of Machir, the father of Gilead, whom he took when he was 60 years old, and she gave birth to Segub for him. Segub became the father of Jair, who had 23 cities in the land of Gilead. Geshur and Aram took the towns of Jair from them, along with Kenath and its villages, 60 cities in all. All these were the sons of Machir, the father of Gilead. After Hezron died in Caleb Ephrathah, Abijah, Hezron's wife, gave birth to Asher, the father of Tekoa. The sons of Jeremiel, the firstborn son of Hezron, were Ram, his firstborn, Buna, Oren, Ozem, and Ahijah. Jeremiel had another wife whose name was Atara. She was the mother of Onam. The sons of Ram, the firstborn of Jeremiel, were Maaz, Jamin, and Aker. The sons of Onam were Shammai and Jada. The sons of Shammai were Nadab and Abishur. The name of Abishur's wife was Abihail, and she gave birth to Aban and Molid. The sons of Nadab were Seled and Apaim, but Seled died without children. The son of Apaim was Ishi. The son of Ishi was Shishan. The son of Shishan was Eli. The sons of Jada, the brother of Shammai, were Jether and Jonathan. Jether died without children. The sons of Jonathan were Pelet and Zaza. These were the descendants of Jeremiel. Now, Shishan had no sons, but only daughters. Shishan had an Egyptian servant whose name was Jara. Shishan gave his daughter to his servant Jara as a wife, and she gave birth to Attai for him. Attai became the father of Nathan, and Nathan became the father of Zabad, and Zabad became the father of Ephlal, and Ephlal became the father of Obed, and Obed became the father of Jehu, and Jehu became the father of Azariah, and Azariah became the father of Helez, and Helez became the father of Eliasa, and Eliasa became the father of Sismai, and Sismai became the father of Shallum, and Shallum became the father of Jechamiah, and Jechamiah became the father of Elishama. The sons of Caleb, the brother of Jeremiel, were his firstborn son Misha, who was the father of Ziph, and his son Marishah, the father of Hebron. The sons of Hebron were Korah, Tapuach, Rechem, and Shema. Shema became the father of Raham, the father of Jorkneam. Rechem became the father of Shammai. The son of Shammai was Maon, and Maon was the father of Bethzur. Ephah, Caleb's concubine, gave birth to Haran, Moza, and Gezez. Haran became the father of Gezez. The sons of Jedai were Regem, Jotan, Gishan, Pelet, Ephah, and Sheaf. Maacah, Caleb's concubine, gave birth to Sheber and Turanah. She also gave birth to Sheaf, the father of Madmana, Shiva, the father of Macbena, and the father of Gibeah. Caleb's daughter was Aksah. These were the descendants of Caleb, who were the sons of Hur, the firstborn of Ephratah, Shobal, the father of Kiriat Jearim, Salma, the father of Bethlehem, and Haref, the father of Bet Gedir. Shobal, the father of Kiriat Jearim, had sons: Haroeh, half of the Menuot. The families of Kiriat Jearim were the Itarites, the Putites, the Shumatites, and the Mishraites. From them came the Zoratites and the Eshtaolites. The sons of Salma were Bethlehem, the Netophatites, Atroth Bet Joab, half of the Manaetites, and the Zoratites. The families of scribes who lived at Jabez were the Turatites, the Shimeatites, and the Sukkotites. These are the Kenites who came from Hamath, the father of the house of Rechab. Now these were the sons of David who were born for him in Hebron. The firstborn, Amnon, whose mother was Ahinoam from Jezreel. The second, Daniel, whose mother was Abigail from Carmel. The third, Absalom, whose mother was Maacah, the daughter of Talmai, king of Geshur. The fourth, Adonijah, whose mother was Haggith. The fifth, Shephatiah, whose mother was Abital. The sixth, Ithuriam, whose mother was David's wife Eglah. So there were six sons born to David in Hebron, and he ruled as king there for 7 years and 6 months. David ruled as king for 33 years in Jerusalem. These sons were born to him in Jerusalem: 4 sons of Bathshua, the daughter of Amiel, Shimeah, Shobab, Nathan, and Solomon. 9 other sons: Ibhar, Elishama, Eliphelet, Noga, Nepheg, Japhia, Elishama, Eliada, and Eliphelet. All these were the sons of David. In addition, there were the sons of the concubines, and Tamar was their sister. Solomon's son was Rehoboam. Abijah was his son. Asa was his son. Jehoshaphat was his son. Joram was his son. Ahaziah was his son. Joash was his son. Amaziah was his son. Azariah was his son. Jotham was his son. Ahaz was his son. Hezekiah was his son. Manasseh was his son. Amon was his son. And Josiah was his son. The sons of Josiah were his firstborn, Yohanan, his second, Jehoiakim, his third, Zedekiah, and his fourth, Shallum. The sons of Jehoiakim were his son, Jeconiah, and his son, Zedekiah. The sons of Jeconiah, the captive, were Shealtiel his son, also Melchiram, Pediah, Shenazar, Jechamiah, Hoshama, and Nedabiah. The sons of Pediah were Zerubbabel and Shimei. The sons of Zerubbabel were Meshulam and Hananiah. Shelomith was their sister. Also 5 others: Hashuba, Oel, Berechiah, Hasadiah, and Jashub he said. The sons of Hananiah were Pelatiah and Jeshiah, as well as the sons of Rephiah, the sons of Arnan, the sons of Obadiah, and the sons of Shechaniah. The sons of Shechaniah were Shemaiah, Hattush, Igal, Beriah, Neariah, and Shaphat, 6 in all. The sons of Neariah were Elioni, Hizkiah, and Azricam, 3 in all. The sons of Elioni were Hadoviah, Eliashib, Peliah, Akub, Yohanan, Deliah, and Anani, 7 in all. The descendants of Judah were Perez, Hezron, Carmi, Hur, and Shobal. Rei, son of Shobal, became the father of Jaath, and Jaath became the father of Ahumai and Lehad. These are the clans of the Zoratites. These were the sons of Etam: Jezreel, Ishma, and Idbash. The name of their sister was Hazelelponi. Penuel was the father of Gedor, and Ezer was the father of Husha. These are the sons of Hur, the firstborn of Ephratah, the father of Bethlehem. Acts 24. 5 days later, the high priest Ananias came down with some elders and a lawyer named Tertullus. They brought formal charges against Paul to the governor. When Paul was called in, Tertullus began to accuse him, saying, "We are enjoying a long period of peace because of you, most excellent Felix, and reforms are coming to this nation because of your foresight. In every way and in every place, we acknowledge this with all gratitude. But in order not to detain you any longer, I beg you in your kindness to give us a brief hearing, for we have found this man to be a public menace, one who stirs up riots among all the Jews throughout the world, and a ringleader of the Nazarene sect. He even tried to desecrate the temple, so we arrested him. By examining him yourself, you will be able to learn from him about all these accusations we are bringing against him." So the Jews also joined in the attack, asserting that these things were so. When the governor motioned to him to speak, Paul replied, "Because I know that you have been a judge over this nation for many years, I gladly make my defense. You can verify for yourself that it was no more than 12 days ago when I went up to worship at Jerusalem. They did not find me arguing with anyone in the temple, or stirring up a crowd in the synagogues, or anywhere else in the city. And they cannot prove to you the accusations they are now making against me. But I do confess to you that I worship the God of our fathers according to the way, which they call a sect. I believe everything written throughout the law and in the prophets, and I have the same hope in God that these men have, that there is going to be a resurrection of both the righteous and the unrighteous. This is the reason I continue to do my best to have a clear conscience toward both God and people. After several years, I came to bring my people gifts for the poor and to present offerings. While I was doing these things, they found me ceremonially purified in the temple, without a crowd or disturbance. But there are some Jews from the province of Asia who ought to be here before you and bring charges, if they have anything against me. Or let these men here state what crime they found in me when I stood before the Sanhedrin, unless this is about the one thing I shouted while standing in their presence. It is concerning the resurrection of the dead that I am on trial before you today." Then Felix, because he was rather well informed about the way, adjourned the proceedings. He said, "When Lysias, the commander, comes down, I will decide your case." He ordered the centurion to guard Paul, but to let him have some freedom and not to prevent any of his friends from taking care of his needs. Several days later, Felix appeared in public with his wife Drusilla, who was Jewish. He sent for Paul and listened to him speak about faith in Christ Jesus. While Paul instructed him about righteousness, self-control, and the coming judgment, Felix became frightened and replied, "Leave me for now, but when it is convenient, I will send for you." At the same time, he was also hoping that Paul would give him money. And for this reason, he sent for him as often as possible and talked with him. After 2 years had passed, Felix was succeeded by Porcius Festus. But because he wanted to do the Jews a favor, Felix left Paul in prison. Psalm 4. My righteous God, give me relief. For the choir director, with stringed instruments, a psalm by David. My righteous God, answer me when I call. When I was under pressure, you gave me relief. Be merciful to me and hear my prayer. You people, how long will you turn my glory into shame? How long will you love empty delusions? How long will you pursue lies? Know this, the Lord has set apart his favored one for himself. The Lord will hear when I call to him. You may be upset, but do not sin. When you are on your bed, speak to your heart, but remain silent. Offer righteous sacrifices and trust in the Lord. Many are saying, "Who can show us any good?" Shine the light of your face on us, O Lord. You have placed joy in my heart greater than the joy when grain and new wine are plentiful. In complete peace I will lie down and I will sleep, for you alone, O Lord, make me dwell in safety. Proverbs 18:16-18. A person's gift opens doors for him. It leads him into the presence of great people. The first person to state his case appears to be right. Then his neighbor comes and cross-examines him. Casting lots ends disputes and decides between powerful people. Okay, so we need to look at what is happening here in the book of Acts with the Apostle Paul, because it's counterintuitive and very powerful. So we're reading in Acts yesterday, and we read of 40 people who had kind of covenanted themselves together in a conspiracy to assassinate the Apostle Paul in Jerusalem. And they had the whole thing planned out, and they vowed not to eat or drink until Paul was dead, so that's a pretty serious thing. This plot was discovered, which resulted in, like, an armed guard of, like, 500 soldiers transporting Paul from Jerusalem to the coastal city of Caesarea Maritima by way of Antipatris. And the ruins of Antipatris still exist today, especially some of the Roman roads going through there. You can still see the chariot tracks in the roads there from those days. So Paul was taken kind of like through this garrison and then on to Caesarea, a Roman governing city. And then when we picked up the story today, we see that the high priest, whose name is Ananias, has made the journey from Jerusalem to Caesarea. And by the way, this is not like a short little journey. This would be like 3 hours in a car. But the high priest has arrived in Caesarea, and he has legal counsel with him and an entourage of important people. And they stood before the Roman governor Felix, and Paul was brought in to face his charges. So everybody was listened to, and it was, you know, discovered that this is more of a religious matter than a civil matter. And so judgment was deferred, and Paul was kept under house arrest, but he was given a lot of freedom. He was kept under guard, but given a lot of freedom. So he was guarded from somebody's attack against him, but still had a lot of freedom, and his friends could come and care for him and encourage him. And we're told that Felix, the Roman governor, who was married to a Jewish, was familiar with the teachings of the way of Jesus. And he and his wife Drusilla spent time conversing with Paul often over the next couple of years. So that's the story that's going on here, but the implications are pretty profound. Paul had been invited by the Holy Spirit, instructed to go to Jerusalem, even though it was going to involve hardship and imprisonment. And as we remember, when Paul is on his way to Jerusalem, just about everybody in Paul's life, everybody around him was advising him not to go to Jerusalem. There were prophetic utterances warning him of chains in Jerusalem. And Paul, we remember when he went back through Ephesus and the leaders came from the church and he was like, we'll never be able to see each other in this life again. And they wept. Like, he knew what he was going into. And he obeyed and went into it. And indeed, he was arrested in Jerusalem and mobbed in Jerusalem. And and attempts to kill him happened in Jerusalem. But rather than this, like, destroying his testimony or getting him out of the picture, his arrest simply guarded him and protected him while he continued to share the story of how he came to know Jesus. For example, Paul's arrest and being under Roman guard uncovered the plot to assassinate him, and he was brought safely to Caesarea, where he was able to testify and share the gospel with certain people. Very powerful, important people that Paul would have never been able to talk to. The governor, Felix, Antonius Felix, he had the same authority that Pontius Pilate had during the lifetime of Jesus. And Paul shared the good news with him. The Jewish High Council came to Caesarea, the Sanhedrin. The high priest was there. Devout men who were enforcing the Hebrew culture and interpreting God's law. He shared the good news with them. Drusilla, Felix's wife, was the daughter of King Herod Agrippa. He shared the good news with her. It's almost as if God was using Rome to guard Paul, as Paul shared the good news with the most influential Jews and Gentiles in the entire land. It's a remarkable story, but let's not underestimate our lives based on our circumstances. There was more going on in Paul's story. There is more going on in ours. And so, Father, we thank you. We thank you that we can read this and that we can watch this and we can watch you working in these situations, that we can see you at work, understanding that you are still at work in us. And so may we be encouraged today as we watch the good news of the gospel of Jesus our Lord going forward in tumultuous times. We pray this in the name of Jesus. Amen. DailyAudioBible.com. That's home base, and that is where you can find out what is going on around here. Several things are going on around here. So, first of all, brand new Daily Audio Bible snapback hats are in stock in the Daily Audio Bible shop in the lifestyle section. These have the leather patch imprint on them. They are navy with a white back. Super classy. Super awesome for summertime. And so you can find those while they last in the Daily Audio Bible shop in the lifestyle section. Next up is tomorrow. Tomorrow is the Daily Audio Bible long walk. And looking forward to that. We've been talking about that for the last couple of weeks. So we should be familiar. And just getting ready. I'm getting my heart ready for just a day to be with no outcome other than time with God. Just time to be. I'm looking forward to that very much. And so I hope you are too. This obviously is, we're going to be doing this all over the world. So it's an individual experience that becomes a community experience. So we go do this, go be, go enjoy, go drink in, go be refreshed, go be rejuvenated and renewed. And maybe we take a picture or a video or something while we're out on our journey. And then we come back to the Daily Audio Bible Facebook page, facebook.com/Daily Audio Bible. And we will have a post there for the long walk, and in that post you can post, like, with your responses, post your pictures, your stories, your videos, and then we have something really, really beautiful to scroll through. And that's one of my favorite scrolls, is to scroll through the long walk and look into the windows that are opened up into the beauty of the earth on the same day all over the world, into the little glimpses and windows into each other's lives and where we are and what we're doing. it knits us together on our journey as we reach the halfway point in the year. So that's tomorrow. Looking forward to that. Make plans for that. Looking forward to being together as we do this together in the presence of God. If you want to partner with the Daily Audio Bible, thank you humbly. We couldn't be here if we weren't here together, and so thank you humbly. There is a link on the homepage at dailyaudiobible.com. If you're using the app, you can press the Give button in the upper right-hand corner, or the mailing address is P.O. Box 1996, Spring Hill, Tennessee, 37174. And as always, if you have a prayer request or encouragement, you can hit the hotline button in the app. That's the little red button up at the top. Or there are a number of numbers that you can dial. In the Americas, 877-942-4253 is the number to dial. In the UK or Europe, 442-036-088078 is the number. And if you are in Australia or that part of the world, 613-8820-5459 is the number to dial. And that's it for today. I'm Brian. I love you. And I'll be waiting for you here tomorrow.
Good evening, Dabas. Today is July 1st, 2023. I just want to say a short prayer of gratitude to God Almighty for working with us this past 6 months. Heavenly Father, your goodness has opened our hands to supply us with the needs of every single day from January this year up until June 30th of this year. You have also done more for us. You have opened your hearts and drawn us closer to yourself with your forgiving mercies. Make us thankful every day as we begin this seventh month of the year. Let us count our blessings one by one and come back to you with a grateful heart. May we never forget the benefits when a desire of our heart has not yet been granted. Too often, we have forgotten to thank you for everyday blessings that you have given to us. We arise from our bed in the morning, we walk, we open our eyes, and we can see. We can reach out for our food and eat. We can enjoy life. Your blessings are many. And so, Lord, we thank you. How often we have forgotten to thank you for the peace of mind that you have given to us, for cleansing from all sin, and for the air that we breathe, for your creation. I just want to thank you for all my Dab siblings, my brothers and sisters, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Heavenly Father, we thank you for this new month of July. We're now halfway through the year. And just thinking of all the people within the Daily Audio Bible community and also within my own community who has lost a loved one over the past 6 months. And Lord, I just want to say, I pray, Lord, that you will comfort them during this time. I just pray, Lord, that as well, you will place people in their lives who can be a comfort to them so that we will be able to comfort people around us in the same way that we have experienced comfort from you. And we pray, Lord, as well, that you will give them your peace, the peace that transcends all understanding will rest upon them. We pray, Lord, that as well, you will turn even this sad and people losing people, but you turn that for good in some way, that so that perhaps the people around them, their family members, their friends, and the community will also become more aware of the gospel and just use it as a means to spread the love of Jesus around our communities as well, Lord. We know, Lord, you are always victorious in whatever you do. And Jesus, you fight our battles for us, and we thank you for being with us and never leaving us, nor forsaking us. We pray just for anyone who needs to be comforted, Lord, that you will be with them. And remind us always to put on that helmet of salvation, that we know that no matter what we go through in this life, we have the assurance of our eternal salvation. We thank you, Jesus, for your love and your grace and your mercy. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hi, Daily Audio Bible family. This is Renzo in Florida. It's been a while. I just want to call in and say I'm praying for all of you that call up. And just thank you for your boldness to come to the throne and just ask for prayer. Praise God. And I would just ask if you could just pray for me as I go into a new season, starting a music production school at a Christian university. So that's a blessing from God in itself. But just pray that, you know, God just helps me and guides me as I do that. And of course, I'm going to have a job, and I'm going into a new job probably soon. So if you could pray for that situation, that I can get the job, you know, that God guides me. And also just pray that I can just keep making music for the kingdom, and pray that God blesses me in my ministry, you know, for the kingdom. That way I can reach souls with the gospel, and the next generation. And if you could just pray that, you know, he'll provide for me in that regard, one day where I could go full-time music for the kingdom. But yeah, thank you. I appreciate everybody. God bless you, and praying for all of you. Bye.
Hello, DAB family. This is Mark, the baby doctor from Dayton, Ohio. Jackson from California. My wife and I heard your call in recently when you prayed for others and asked for prayer for ALL leukemia. We were first impressed by your courage and love as a young man, and you reminded me of King David, a man after God's own heart. I do believe you are a man after God's own heart. We will be praying for you and for your healing and strength. And I wanted to give you Psalm 18. As a man of strength, a young boy of strength, the Lord, you keep my lamp burning. My God turns my darkness into light. With your help, I can advance against a troop. With my God, I can scale a wall. That's verse 28 and 29. And if you go to verse 32 and 34, it says, it is God who arms me with strength and keeps my waist secure. He makes my feet like the feet of a deer. He causes me to stand on the heights. He trains my hands for battle, and my arms can bend a bow of bronze. You are strong, Jackson. And so as we continue to pray for your healing, never forget Psalm 30, verses 1 and 2. I will exalt you, Lord, for you lifted me out of the depths and did not let my enemies gloat over me. Lord, my God, I called to you for help and you healed me. Jackson, believe in your healing. I do. We will be praying for you. You are a brave young man. We love you. Bye.